You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Station a lot, we got the sports talk, yeah. And the drama to make sure the tea clock. WQAM is the Avengers with no weak spot, yeah. From Joe Rose, Woody Bo, Omar and more, Tobin and Leroy giving Goosey's galore, yeah. From 2 to 6 is reserved for 3 legends, the captains of America, not no Chris Evans, yeah. From Spritz to McRibs and calling out game scores. Hotman, Crowder, Solana, get ready for some more.
I mean, a little Tootsie Roll, a little Georgie and Tootsie Roll. I mean, we're in heaven here for the 4 o'clock hour.
Let me see the Tootsie Roll.
The butterfly, that's old. What'd the butterfly look like?
Very Tootsie Rollish. Yeah, it was just a butterflying of your knee. Actually, it came back around. The kids do the butterfly right now.
Oh, it's the butterfly of the knees. Oh, I could do that move.
The legs, but well, you really can't do it in a sensual way. But
well, I can't do it now anyway because my knees hurt all the time. But I was thinking more in the 90s when it came out. Yeah, I would fall down.
You better get in the pool, get some weight off of them things.
I can do the butterfly stroke in the pool.
I'm about to say. Yeah,
Georgie's got the new banger for us to open the 4 o'clock hour. So we've got a Georgie track at 2, 3, and 4. And the 5 o'clock hour Georgie banger is on the way. You can see the video for it on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman. So next Monday night, it's the biggest sporting event in Canes football for over 20 years. And just as an aside, the Heat and the Panthers both play that night as well. So it is what it is. I don't know if there'll be any schedule changes where they'll allow. I know Matthew Tkachuk had said he would love for the Panthers game to start a little bit early, but I think the football game starts at 7:30, probably about 7:45 start. So, I mean, you'd have to start that Panthers game around 4:00. If you wanted it to be done, I don't imagine that's going to happen.
Mm-mm. I know what I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, Solana. So what is the Heat game, a home game?
No, that's actually their first game of 5 straight out on the West Coast. They're going to be in Golden State that night.
Oh, right. You're going to actually be in pre-Heat as the games in the second half, right?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Tough break.
I know. Oh, man. I know.
I don't want to miss Bam going 7-7-3.
Got did Bam end watching. With 6 points last night, or did my son have that wrong?
Bam Adebayo ended with six. I won't even put a heavy base behind it. Bam Adebayo ended with 6 points last night as the Miami Heat got rocked in the second half. That is correct.
Because it's funny, because we were watching football last night, and I just kept saying to my kid, hey, what's going on in the Heat game? He was looking on his phone. And so I said, what's Bam's stat line? I said, I was just curious. And he said, 6-14. And I go, you mean 14-6? And he goes, no, 6-14. I go, on what shooting? And what did he say? It was like 2 of 10, something like that?
He finished 3 of 10.
Woo! Bam's turned into a hustle man. Rebound master.
He's a energy guy, hustle man.
He's a hustle.
Hey, that'll bring me to 15 minutes of Heat. And 15 minutes of Heat on WQAM is sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. I just happened to find this fascinating. It was an email to Ira Winderman. I don't know if you just saw, by the way, the Atlanta Falcons have announced that John Harbaugh has completed an interview with them. So Harbaugh is on the interview trail. And I know the thought was he was taking a week or so to sort things out. He has interviewed with the Atlanta Falcons.
I Schefter said that there's preliminary and extensive phone calls that he'll be conducting, one with the Falcons today. And then these are the ones scheduled: Giants, Titans, Browns, Raiders, and Cardinals. There's a team missing from that list.
He's going to interview with the Dolphins. There's no question in my mind.
Barry Jackson tweeted out that per source, there is more contact planned between Dolphins side and Harbaugh side. No idea where it goes or whether Miami makes his list of finalists, but this is not the end of contact.
Well,
Hawk, you were kind of saying this throughout the process. Why are we playing everything slow motion? We're acting like we're the belle of the ball. Hey, let's get our foot in the door.
It is interesting. Everything seems to be slow played with the Heat. The firing of Mike McDaniel was about 4 or 5 days later than other teams. 4 or 5 teams have interviews scheduled with John Harbaugh. I'm not going to read too much into it. They seem to be moving at their pace. They've got their GM, and we'll have to wait and see what happens. But it brings me to this email that Ira Winderman got, which I thought was super interesting regarding John Harbaugh. Someone emails Ira, Eric Spoelstra is John Harbaugh. It was a great run, but has run its course. Ira, this is when you tell us about how he's a Hall of Fame coach and teams will line up for his services if he ever leaves the Heat. Well, that's what's happening with Harbaugh, but the Ravens said it was time. And that is interesting because we've used that analogy too. Will other teams line up? And I told you it was shocking to me how many teams have lined up to talk to Mike McDaniel. But here's someone suggesting, hey, Ira, John Harbaugh, great coach. It's unquestionable. But his time with Baltimore had come to an end and they decided to move on. Is the same true for Spoelstra? And here's what Ira responds. Well, that is a reasonably cogent thought, at least when it comes to lengthy tenures with diminishing results. But wasn't the NBA community earlier this season raving about how Eric Spoelstra adapted with the Heat's new offense, proved willing to change 18 years into the process? I agree that sometimes it can feel like it's getting old, but the Heat's way, when it's gotten old, is to realign the roster, which also tends to then refresh the Spoelstra approach. That still would seem to be the preferable approach. You don't get to be the Team USA Olympic coach without universal respect from those who know the most. Now, if the thought is it's getting tired and stale, then you move on, as the Ravens did. But also be careful what you wish for, because the grass is not always greener. In fact, it rarely is.
The adaptation of Spo was off necessity, not want to. Spo doesn't want to run that fast ass offense. He doesn't want to. He just has no stars that can play half court. He has a terrible roster. Harbaugh had a MVP in Lamar Jackson, the best running back in the damn world in Derrick Henry. He had a squad that should win. We don't have a top 15 player on our team. Spo is handicapped right now by the roster. If they get rid of Spo, it would be the dumbest damn decision in the world. Text or email or whoever asked Ira that.
I was wondering if Heat Nation is at all growing tired of Eric Spoelstra. I'm not. Now, I'm getting a little tired of 6 points from Bam. I don't think anyone can argue that. I think maybe Tyler has had a season where you go, okay, he might be better off elsewhere. Even Norman Powell, as Solana was saying a couple days ago, like, you've got to make a decision at some point. Like, what are we doing here? But I wonder if Heat Nation at large has had any thoughts about, hey, this is on Spo, because I don't feel that way.
Tell me a coach that takes this roster to the top four seed in the East in the history of basketball.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Anyone? Well, Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, anybody. This roster is not good. He's doing the best he can. He's trying to make chicken salad out of you know what. That's what he's trying to do. This is not a great roster.
No, the roster is what the record is. I mean, it's inarguable at this point. And the question was, does Tyler Hero make you better, like significantly better when you add him to this group? Well, guess what? He missed 30 of the first 36 games. And then you're trying to get through a stretch here of four games where he's healthy and you're as healthy as you've been. And he comes off the bench in the first game. You were blown out. The second game gets postponed. The third game in Indiana, which is the first time Tyler, Norm, and Bam start going back to early December, they get blown out by the worst team in the league. And then Norman Powell's out last night, and they get blown out by Oklahoma City. So the answer to that right now is no.
The answer to what?
Does Tyler Hero, adding Tyler healthy, no. Does it make this team markedly better? And the answer is no right now.
Tyler's a role player. We're begging Tyler Hero to come back to save the season. That's the roster's terrible, man. Tyler Hero's our savior?
Yeah, it's not savior. I'm not saying Tyler has to come back and be Michael Jordan, but the Heat were playing at a certain pace And when teams slowed them down, that's when they became exposed, vulnerable, whatever you want to call it. And adding Tyler Hero, who, I mean, you can call him a role player all you want. He was an all-star last season, and he's a really good scorer. Could he elevate the Heat in the spots where they struggle, which was being able to execute in the half court? He's had success there. But yeah, I'm not trying to defend the Miami Heat right now. I think blaming this on Eric Spoelstra, considering the idea that this is Spo's fault, is just patently absurd. But yeah, I mean, the Heat right now, they're a team that's going to beat bad teams, and they're not going to beat good teams. And that's just facts. Look at the record. I mean, that's just facts.
Well, they didn't beat Indiana. That's a bad team. That kind of blows your theory out of the water.
Oh, it doesn't, because the sample size is there. They have a very good record against bad teams.
No, but I'm saying you can't come off loss to Indiana and say the Heat obviously are going to beat bad teams and lose to good teams when you literally lost to the worst team in the league.
They didn't lead in that game, man. I mean,
well, I came very close to live betting them because I said there's no chance that the Heat don't win this at the end. Like, there's no chance. I came very close to live betting OKC last night when they were down to the Heat in the second half, because I'm like, there's no way OKC doesn't come back. But OKC did. The Heat didn't. It just got worse.
And Bam can't skate. You guys are right. Like, the numbers right now are jarring. What Bam's doing. I don't understand how you could go 11 straight games, not score 20 points. If you're Bam Adebayo, and your team's going through it right now. I mean, he doesn't skate here. You guys have been critiquing Bam for a while, and I've been trying to defend him. Go look up what Bam Adebayo is supposed to make over the next 3 years when that extension kicks in.
Gotta be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's 49, estimated 49 next year, in 27, 28, 54, and then 57 the following year. I mean, he's not putting up the type of production.
Hold on, I want to do the math on this.
Of a player
49.
I can answer
here.
$49 million divided by 82 games is $597,560 per game. And then if he scores 6 points each game, he's getting paid just about $100,000 a bucket. A point, excuse me.
A point. And Solana, you said, how does Bam go, whatever, and be games without scoring 20 points? Be Bam Adebayo. Bam being himself is going to make him not score 20 points.
He averages 20 points, Crowder. I mean, that's what he
does. Just started averaging 20 points for a month. He is a 16-point guy. We've done it his whole career. Every time we do over-under Bam, 16.5, 17.5. It's going to be there.
But it's just not true. Like, his averages consistently have been between 18 to 20 points per game. And I'm not trying to defend Bam here. I'm genuinely not. But we're not going to act like Bam hasn't been able to put up points. He's not scoring 6 points for his career.
Well, there's a reason that he's got that contract coming up, and it's not because he's been putting up six every game.
Right. Let's be real about who Bam Adebayo is. Again, I'm not defending him. I can't defend him right now. But
it's
don't
nine
act like
years.
Bam Adebayo is this trash player. He's not, which is why it's upsetting that he's playing this way.
9 years in the NBA, correct?
Correct.
He's averaged 20 points 1 year.
What a good year that was.
You're saying he's the 20-point scorer? He flat out.
Even if he only did it one year, he averaged
20 points one season. He's not a 20-point guy. If I give you a 9-year sample size and he can't average 20 points, he's automatically a 20-point player because you like him and he's dating a great NBA player? What are you talking about? He's not a 20-point guy.
What do I care who
he's dating? I don't
know. Like, you can't say he's not a 20-point guy if he literally has averaged 20 points in a season.
He has not averaged. I'm looking at his stats. 7, 9, 16, 18, 19, 20 in 2023.
18, 16. He's averaging 18, 19. He had 21 year, and then 18 consistently. I mean, that's who we've been accustomed to watching 18, 19 points per game from Bam Adebayo.
Well, he's not a 20-point guy, though. You literally can't say that. If one out of nine times he's averaged 20 points in a season, you can't say he's a 20-point guy.
He's a 20-point guy, but he averages 17. What? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm just saying you're acting like he's incapable of doing that, and he's not. I mean, he's proven to you that he is.
He's capable of doing it for one season out of nine.
Either way, I don't want to turn this into me defending Bam Adebayo, because it's impossible to do it right now, especially when you consider
it's possible if you keep making up numbers.
But I'm not making up numbers.
You can defend anything if you want to keep making up.
I'm not, because the way Crowder phrases it, I know exactly how Bam is going to score 6 points. Just be Bam Adebayo. And it's not an argument in good faith, because Bam isn't a guy who averages 6 points in a game or who averages 10 points a game. No. Since he's become a starter with the Miami Heat, after the first three seasons, you read the numbers there. 18, 19, he had, 21 year. And the last couple of years, 18 points per game. Like, that's who he's been. So let's talk about him like he's been that guy, because he has been. Not, he's Bam Adebayo. He's going to score 8 points per game. And that's just not true.
I said he's going to do exactly what Bam does, and he's going to get in the high teens. I said it. We talk about it for years now. Every time we do the over-unders, 16.5, 17.5. That's not impressive. Well, you're making $50 million a year. Hawk just did the numbers. You're making $50 million a year, and you're going to consistently give us 17? I don't think that's acceptable.
Well, it is when you consider what he provides on the other end. I do think it's acceptable, but he's not even close to being that guy right now, which is not acceptable. If Bam was giving you 18 to 20 points per game right now, consistently, as he's done as a starter for a very long time, the Heat aren't getting blown out in these games, but they are, because he's not putting the ball in the basket. His numbers, Barry had this breakdown in the Herald. It's absurd what he's doing over the past month of basketball. Like, his numbers have regressed. Just embarrassing what he's
been
doing.
Would you consider now trading him for Giannis, or is that still off the table?
I would prefer not to trade Bam Adebayo. I would prefer to get a superstar and keep Bam next to that superstar. But, I mean, you're looking at a situation here where the Miami Heat have to consider every option, no? I mean, literally every option.
Well, I was kind of goofing with that, because I don't think Milwaukee would want this Bam. I wasn't serious with that question. I think Milwaukee would like something in return that's close to Giannis.
Well, they can have Myron Gardner.
All right, let's do headlines, because we're going to get wrapped up here. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Let's finish out the NFL slate, just because we didn't last segment. The Buffalo Bills beating the Jacksonville Jaguars on the road. Trevor Lawrence had an opportunity to go win that game. He was picked off to seal the win.
I was rooting for the Jags. I was rooting for the Panthers. Was rooting for the Chargers last night. That didn't seem to have any legs at any point. But,
Patriots are good, man.
I guess so.
I hate it, but they're good.
What the hell happened to the Chargers offensive line? I mean,
I don't know.
What the hell, man?
They lost both of their tackles preseason.
Right, but I mean, that, did you guys see when they were putting their names up early in the game announcing the starters? They had the PFF grades at the very bottom. Every single one of them was ranked last at their position. Every single one.
Well, evidenced by the final play, right? The reason I'm watching the end of that game, I have two legs of a three-leg parlay. All I need is one more McConkey reception, and all Justin Herbert is doing is zinging the, I mean, they're not going to come back and win this game anyway, but he's just zinging the ball around. I got a couple of OG catches on that. Like, Everything's working out perfectly. But then on fourth down, I mean, he had people in his face before the ball was snapped. We about done with this, Herbert?
I'm not done with Herbert.
I am. Because it's the same thing every year. He has three. I saw the graphic. Three really good games every year. Everybody falls in love with him, and then he's mid for the rest of the season, and then he sucks in the playoffs, and then everybody forgets about it, and guess what? We're back to praising Justin Herbert in the offseason for things he can't do, which is win a playoff game.
Right.
mid-tier starter.
Who would you rather have, Justin Herbert or Jordan Love?
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love?
Yeah, Jordan Love.
Everybody happy the Eagles got bounced yesterday? Because I sure as hell was.
Yeah, I mean, my wife's from Philly, so we were rooting for Philly, yeah. But didn't bother me too much that I don't have to sit through that crap anymore.
Yeah. Well, you talking about storylines to a team? It's all nasty with them and argumentative.
AJ Brown, basketball. Man, if you're going to scream at everybody, you better catch the ball when it's thrown to you.
Yes. There's no way he's the Eagle next year.
Can't be. Cannot be.
What are you doing? If they, what's the name? Howie Roseman, whatever. If he brings AJ Brown back, he's working for the ops.
Then he just hates Nick Sirianni. Then he just wants Nick Sirianni to be in pain every week.
Can't sit. Let this man badmouth your entire organization year after year. Come on, man.
They were like butting heads on the sideline during the game.
Crazy.
And they had the lead. That's the craziest part. Crazy. A couple other NFL notes. I'd mentioned that the Packers will ultimately try to keep Matt LaFleur. The Falcons hired Matt Ryan as their new president of football.
All right.
Weird.
Tonight, you've got the Steelers and the Texans, the final NFL wildcard game, 8:15. It's going to be on ABC, ESPN. And the last I saw, Houston, a 3-point favorite on the road.
Yeah, I'm torn on this game because for whatever reason, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, Aaron Rodgers still has a magic game left in him. But everything says to me that Houston should romp.
I'm with you. And I don't think the Steelers will ever have a lead. There's no chance that they take a lead. So what would I do? Take the first half?
I mean, you could bet by the quarter. If you want, but then you're also assuming that Houston's going to score.
I think because Steelers defense is named, it's not really good. Houston defense is the best defense in the damn world.
Yeah, I just have this weird feeling of going Aaron Rodgers playoff game in Pittsburgh at home, prime time, like. I don't know. There's something that's just giving me pause, man.
I'm laying the points.
Oh, this is big news from Ian Rappaport. The Bills wide receiver, Gabe Davis, confirmed by Sean McDermott, tore his ACL.
Mm.
They're in
you
Denver.
You saw Kittle tore his ACL or his Achilles.
Achilles. And if you guys see
Oh, you're telling me when Davis went to catch that ball and that safety hit him in the thigh and his knee turned the other way? Yeah, that's not human stuff.
Any of you guys seen this? I don't even know if to call it a conspiracy theory anymore because it seems like everybody's just assuming that there's some truth behind it. But the Niners facility sits right next to a low frequency electromagnetic field, which there was this long thread on Twitter that they were explaining how that could actually lead to collagen degrading, tendons being weakened, soft tissue injuries being more frequent. And the Niners happen to be like the most injured team in the NFL year after year after year after year. And people are just making the connection between the two things.
Thanks, RFK.
Ramen noodles could have been good for people. I ate a lot of ramen noodles and my knees were bad.
The other lines for the games that are set, Denver hosting Buffalo next week. You want to guess what the line is there? Denver hosting Buffalo.
I heard Denver's home dogs, but can't
they
be.
Are.
But what, a point, two, one
point
and a half?
Yeah.
Point and a half.
Seattle. Hosting the soft tissue Niners.
I'm going to go with electromagnetic field.
Seattle's a 7-point favorite over San Fran. And this one I already put in. Bears are hosting the Rams. You see the line?
No.
Bears hosting the Rams.
Bears got to be favored at home. 2.5.
You know, Solana?
Yeah, I have all the lines in front of me.
Bears are 3.5-point dogs.
I'll take the points.
I put it in already because I think that's going down as it gets closer to the game. I put it in, Bears plus 3.5. And I saw something that the Rams haven't played a game this season under like 40 degrees. It's going to be 10 degrees in Chicago. And if one thing the Bears have been able to do all season is keep a game close at the end, I'll take the 3.5 at home.
It's going to be what we watched.
That's how you feel.
We watched this whole weekend.
Yeah.
Last drive, 3 points this way, 4 points that way, 2 points this way, and see who's core, who can't. Yeah. But I would take I'd take the points with the Bears.
No weird playoffs, because I genuinely have no idea who's going to win still.
I know.
After a week of playoff games, I've got zero idea.
Wild.
It's exactly fun. What the NFL wants, the parody.
Yep, it's fun. It's fun. Yeah. I love it.
All right, guys, your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy. There's some overcast. It might be rainy. Maybe there's some sun near you. I think that checks all the boxes. That's your weather.
Interesting. No possible tornadoes or blizzard. Do you know how cold it's going to be starting Friday?
Like cold?
30s and 40s.
No.
This is the biggest Arctic blast in a long while to be coming to Florida. North Florida is going to be in the 20s, Central Florida in the 30s, South Florida in the 40s. This starts Friday, and the temperature is going to start dropping quickly this week. But by Friday, all these Indiana people coming in here for the weekend, get to the Natty and escape the cold from Indiana, it's probably going to be colder here than Indiana. It's going to be freezing cold starting Friday.
Too much.
Do they know the property taxes down here? We don't pay the taxes to have this cold.
I got to move somewhere warm. I was thinking about this weekend going somewhere warm. I can't sit through this.
Let's go to Jamaica, Huck.
Who Got Funky in the next segment. Find out who got funky this weekend, according to everyone on the program.
This is Huck, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I just found out, this is exciting, tomorrow we're going to give away Heat tickets every single hour. How about that? See the Heat and Celtics Thursday night at the Kaseya Center. Every single hour tomorrow we will have Heat tickets. We're also endeavoring to be live on National College Football Championship Radio Row this week so that we can really get you excited for the game, which is 1 week from tonight, and you are going to hear it here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Unlike many gigantic sporting events, when it comes to the championship game and there's no local broadcast, you will get Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki and a Victor Bermudez executive-produced extravaganza. That will be Monday. Pregame will start at 3 p.m. right here on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. But tomorrow, Heat tickets every single hour. If you want to win Heat Celtics tickets, just make sure you are listening. All right, do we have a big open for Who Got Funky, Jimmy?
We sure do.
Beauty.
Want me to play it now?
Yeah, sure. Fire it off.
Hey, I'll think about it.
He learned from the best, Solana.
He really did, but he only held out like 2 seconds. You got to have more of a backbone there, Jimbo. Come on.
Yo, E, what you want to do now, man?
Yo, whatever it is, it's just got to be funky.
Funky. Funky.
Funky. Funky. I can't get enough.
You know it's funky, 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 because you heard it from here, see.
Who got funky?
On Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Wow. It was exciting there. Who Got Funky, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. By the way, the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival is January 31st. It's a Wild West showdown with 50-plus beers, live music, axe throwing, no cover all day. Mark your calendars. The 31st Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival at Who Got Funky. All right. You ready to share with everybody who got funky over the weekend?
I am.
Let's do it.
I gave you a little preview of what mine was in the 3 o'clock hour, but I'm going right back to it. Rome Odunze got funky. The reason that I say Rome Odunze is I've been a fan of his since they drafted him, but Crowder maligned his name last week on the show when I mentioned Rome Odunze was off the injured list and he was going to be playing against Green Bay. And admittedly, didn't have the greatest game, but when it mattered, by the way, the throw from Caleb Williams on that pass was insane. Insane. That was 4th and 8. That was it. That was the ball game.
That
pass had no business being completed. Period. End of story. And Williams to Odunze, the combo I love so much, connected. And so for my money this weekend, Rome Odunze got funky.
Funky.
Crowder, who got
have
funky?
You seen that? Have you seen a little clip of they were the little back and forth of him at USC and then him with the Bears saying he won't do this in the NFL? All those throws, there's like a montage of him making crazy throws that people said you're not allowed to do that in the NFL. He is an extremely talented young man, and Ben Johnson has brought it out of him.
Yes. He did not look that way under Eberflus.
Yeah. Eberflus hadn't made anything better in his life. But it's funny because I was going to go with Ben Johnson, but Solana swung me with a new stat. I did not know Kyle Shanahan was playing and coaching with radiation poisoning. So it put him over the edge. But I'm watching that game, the Eagles, you know, away. And you're watching Nick Sirianni argue with his players. You're watching the defending Super Bowl champions. And you're seeing Kyle Shanahan. And I just thought about it. Loses your Hall of Fame All-Pro middle linebacker. Loses your starting quarterback for half the season. Mac Jones goes above 500 while he's there. Christian McCaffrey always injured. And he just continues to take the 49ers to the playoffs and to the Super Bowl, to the NFC Championship games. Like, we're watching a legendary coach. So we just got to appreciate it. The big tackle, Williams, was out for a while. No matter who's on that field, Kittle gets hurt. No problem. We'll put some nobody tight end that goes out and catches three passes in crucial points in the game. Kyle Shanahan got funky. He's been getting funky. I want to give him his credit for being funky because we're watching history in the making with Kyle Shanahan and these Niners.
Funky.
And all his soft tissue is funky because facility is next to the
radiation poisoning
where Homer Simpson works is right next to the 49ers facility.
Keep laughing. Eventually, that's going to be big news. You heard it here first. Keep laughing.
Jimmy, who got funky, Jimmy?
I hate to give the devil his due, but I'm going to give it to Drake May.
Why? Yeah.
He played the score wasn't, you know, it was a low-scoring game, but he still played well.
He didn't do anything. He kicked field goals.
Why are you taking issue with his who got funky? He gets to have whoever he wants to get funky. You get to have whoever you want. We know what you're going to do. You're going to say six or seven different things. You can let Jimmy have who he wants. Jimmy, I got your back on this one.
I got you, Jimmy, because that fake option pitch to get the first down in the fourth quarter to keep the drive going, to put it out of range, that was like a lot of quarterbacks at this level can't do that, Solana. Don't hate on Drake, man. Jimmy, I got your back too, bro.
Thank you, Crowder.
I will tell you, out of all the quarterback play this weekend, he would not have been in my top three. But that's all right, Jimmy. You do you, man.
Exactly.
I got your back. Yeah. Hell with Solana. I might skip Solana here. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Ramondre Stevenson looking a little better too, Jimmy. But we're with you, though, bro. I like Drake May.
I had Stevenson in that parlay that I was just one McConkie reception short on. I had Ramondre Stevenson over like 37.5 yards rushing. It flew over.
I had the 39. What do you have, 57 or something? Yeah. I had the same one.
Yeah. All right, Solana, who got funky?
Man, this is tough. Because honestly, Drake May does deserve a ton of credit. Let's be honest. And did you guys see Juwan Jennings throw that touchdown pass to Christian McCaffrey? I mean, that was special.
Love dazzle, dazzle.
Yeah, Vrabel got knocked out and by his own player on the sideline.
That was tremendous.
Coach, the last couple seconds, bloody lip, didn't care. DeMar DeRozan hit 26,000.
All right, just give us one.
Goodness.
I'm going to give it to the hefty lefty and Lil Soul, who went back to back to back at the Dink Club. Another gold medal, gentlemen. Another gold that I can add.
Why don't you worry about your own soft tissue instead of worrying about someone else's?
I got funky this weekend, winning another gold medal in pickleball after you guys downplayed my abilities. I'm just racking up golds. That's all I'm doing.
That's who he
racking
beat.
Up golds.
Crowder showing you a picture of who he beat.
This is the runner-up, huh?
Those guys would kick your ass. They would kick your ass.
Oh, this guy can't kick my ass because he has on double knee braces.
That looks like you playing in the NFL.
Who'd you beat? Forrest Gump?
See, his legs are strong, man, but they just curve like a Question mark.
There you go. Who got funky from our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery? The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.